I'm Ray Polzak, President and CEO of Aaron, here to present to you a report of our organization and activities. And we'll be looking at our membership, what activities we've been doing lately. We'll do the numbers, take a look at statistics, talk about recent policy activity, and then I'll give you a preview or an invitation to Aaron 17. Membership numbers as of the 31st of January of this year, as shown here. The preponderance, of course, is in the United States, with numbers shown in Canada and in the Caribbean. And also we have six members that are outside of the Aaron region and are located in the regions as shown in the table on the left. Some activities. Of course, you probably have seen some Aaron folk wandering around APNIC 21. From the Board of Directors, Bill Woodcock is here, hiding right there. From our Advisory Council, Matt Pouncett, and right there, and Leah Roberts over there. Aaron staff, Einar Bolin, back there. Susan Hamlin, right there. Richard, Jenny. There you go, good. The irrepressible Leslie, sleeping in the back. And, of course, me. And then from the Numbers Council or Address Council, Louis Lee, right there. Okay. I don't know if I mentioned to this gathering before, but Aaron provides funding support to bring always one member from the Address Council to every IRR meeting, and also we always bring two members from the Advisory Council to every meeting. Helps to diffuse the policy knowledge from the other regions into our region. Some staff activities. Financial services are busily wrapping up the annual audit. We hope to have it completed in the near future. We are undertaking a service fee analysis as well. One of the things that's caused us to do that is that recently, actually for almost a year now, there's been a good discussion going on about the allocation of provider independent space on IPv6. And currently, there are no service fees associated with this activity, and so we are taking on that as well and looking at an overall look again at our service fees. Currently, there are no service fees that are collected in regards to any IPv6 activity. And also, in 2005, we did a very aggressive, and I'll show you some numbers in a little bit, collection of overdue accounts. Registration services, two big things going on. We're going to expand the routing testing, BOGON testing, whatever you want to call it. In the past, it's primarily been aimed at just those new allocations that we received from IANA. We are now expanding it to include not only those allocations, but also IP address space that has been turned back into Aaron, and because it was blacklisted and has been exchanged for other address space. Also, we're talking about address space and resources that we recover through the process of overdue collections, and also address space that's recovered because persons turn it back into the registry because they no longer have a need for it. So that will be expanded during this coming months. The United States government has mandated that all of its agencies convert to IPv6, and so they have a implementation date of 2008. Now, what that implementation means, no one really knows. I think it may mean just have some plans going. But in any event, because you have what amounts to the big hammer in the U.S. government, the Office of Management and Budget, saying you will do this, there are 26 agencies and departments in the U.S. government. They are very actively now trying to figure out how to get IPv6 space. To that end, we have been participating in forums that the government's been conducting. And in addition, we are going to be conducting special training activity for the persons in those various departments and agencies that will be involved in the procurement of the IP address space. And of course, dealing with the government, there's also that we'll have to be negotiating our registration services agreement, particularly in the areas of governing law and also in the areas of of indemnification. The Member Services Department has been expanding its work in the outreach area and is expanding the media that are being used now to cover our outreach activities. Some of these will be in evidence at the Aaron 17 meeting. We have also gone through and have revised our election procedures, and so they are busily implementing those. And also, the Internet Resource Policy Evaluation Process Manual will undergo a review this year. There have been several modifications and changes to it over the years since it was first promulgated in the year 2000, or late 2000. Actually, it's the first IR document that of a documented policy development process. And so it's pretty well withstood the test of time, but there have been a few adjustments made to it over the years, and so we'll be doing a review of that as well. Supporting these three line departments, of course, is engineering. They will be doing work and have done work in modifying and improving the election system. Have been doing work on improving network redundancy in terms of the making the pipe between our office and the colo bigger, and someone's phone is ringing very nicely. And also, oh, it's Ideal's phone. And also, doing other work in terms of making us a little bit more survivable. Also, a big thing that we're undertaking this year is the integration of the IP registry and the Internet Routing Registry, tying more closely those two activities together so that you have a very validated linking between, for example, maintainer objects in the routing registry and the organization that received the allocation in the IP routing in the IP registry. Also backing up all of the departments is the HR and admin. Have recently completed the installation of a generator as a backup power source for our facility. Although we generally have relatively stable power, there have been violent storms in the past. In fact, a tornado went through our area about 3 miles away and actually damaged the colo facility where our colo facility. And so to preclude disruptions of service, we have gone ahead and installed a generator to provide backup power to the Aaron offices. And also, we've undertaken a more diligent use of project management in that many members of Aaron's staff have now received or are in the process of receiving formal training in project management. As we expand our projects and get into more involved contracting with numerous outsourcing activities, more people have got to be more attuned to the project management process. And so this is a program that's been undertaken this year as well. And I won't go into the coordinated activities. That's already been covered to a certain extent by Paul in his report to you this morning. I will say that we are an active participant in these things and also in the GAC workshops that have been conducted in the last two meetings of ICANN. Okay, let's now do the numbers on the statistics. First of all, to contact Aaron, you can get to us through the website or you can get to us through help desks. We have two of them. These are the high, low, and average visits to the Aaron website through the year 2005. And statistically, the most visited hour is 11 a.m., and the most visited day of the week is Wednesday. So most people, when they visit the Aaron website, will do it at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. So, Jeff, I don't know how that affects your prediction date for the exhaustion before space, but there's another date and time for you, too. 11 o'clock. Oh, Eastern time. Eastern U.S. time. So depending upon the time of year, it's GMT minus 4 or 5. Okay. So, telephonically, we've got two help desks. The numbers are shown there on the chart, the red being registration services and blue being financial services or a billing help desk. Registration services and both and the financial services both receive email. The larger volume of the email obviously goes to registration services, and the only email I'm showing you here is the non-template valid email. This is not email that contains templates, nor is it the spam. Registration services roll account experiences about a 92% spam factor. So if you look at the month of January, you see it's somewhere around 1,600 and some odd messages that were actually real messages. That's out of a total of about 21,000 messages. So spam continues to be a problem in our open roll accounts. So these are the ways in which people contact Aaron and the frequency at which they do that. And so they do that in order to conduct business with Aaron. And the first thing that they're going to do, obviously, is apply for Internet Number resources. The monthly rate in the year 2005 for the processing of these of templates automatically about almost 43,000 per month were done in an automatic mode, and interactively or manually an additional 2,000. These templates then trigger a processing activity, one of which is the collection of service fees. Service fees, on average, we collect 575 checks a month. We have 366 credit card transactions and five money wire transactions. And then in turn, the process is completed through the assignment and allocation. And the burn rate right now for 2005 on a monthly basis, almost 16,000/24s monthly. Excuse me, it should be /32, not 36. 5/32s and a V6 base and 129 autonomous system numbers. Those are the monthly burn rates. And we also, as I said, have been aggressively pursuing the collections of overdue accounts, beginning that in January 2005. During the period of 2005, we collected in full 51% of all that outstanding money. We had an additional 1% where we collected partial amounts. That partial amount really reflects the fact that we were collecting money as part of a bankruptcy proceeding, and so we did not get back full return on the dollar for those transactions. We are still actively pursuing 37%, and 11% of the revenue was written off, and we revoked the resources. I don't have a breakdown on how much that was IP address based and how much was that was autonomous system numbers, but I will tell you this, that during a six-month period in the year 2005, we actually took back in more autonomous system numbers than we issued out. So we've been very aggressive in this matter. Some recent policy activity, I won't even go through all of it here, but basically you can see that we've been very active since the last Aaron meeting, and actually at the upcoming Aaron meeting we have 8 policy proposals that are on the table for discussion, and you can see it covers the gambit of everything. Savi gave a very excellent presentation yesterday on what these things are all about, so I won't do that here. So now on to Aaron 17. So I'll ask you the question, you know where this is, so some people will know. If Susan doesn't know, then we are in real trouble. Okay, well, it is the site of Aaron 17, and that is, in fact, in Montreal. So we will have the usual tutorials and training, technical presentations, BOFs, policy discussions, and, as usual, a excellent social event. Now, you notice not here is the usual line that says terminal room. We are no longer going to have a terminal room at Aaron meetings. And in fact, we are converting it, and we are moving slightly ahead in time, and we are now going to have a cyber cafe. It'll feature a relaxation break area. Refreshments will be there. The help desk will have their interface points there. There'll be learning kiosks set up there, and also there will be some printers for those people that do need access to printing devices. And so we're very excited about this, and we hope to see this expand as we move forward in the future. And also, I won't say anything other than this, that if you come to Aaron 17, we will be presenting a special surprise. And it's going to be something very, very unique, And I think that you will all really, really enjoy it. And so,
32?
No.
An iPod?
Even better.
An iPod, right?
No, that's not. No, we're not giving away iPods. So, but I'm sure you will enjoy it. So, with that, I will say thank you very much.
Thanks, Ray. I think that cyber cafe idea could really catch on.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, well, we've got a LACNIC presentation next, and Ray has fled too quickly to receive his special surprise. So if you'll come all the way back, Ray.